Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Althea Love Luminarias, isang Year 12 student. Magandang araw sa iyo, Althea.
Magandang araw, Annaline. My name is Althea Luminarias and I'm a Year 12 student at Carfield High School studying Society and Culture.
Yes, and you are presently conducting a research. Tell us about your research.
Yes, yeah, so my research, because for this course I have a personal interest project, which is something that's part of our HSC. And my research is based on the Filipino youth in Western countries and the relationship with African American culture.
Why did you choose this topic? What's interesting about it?
Yeah, so it's because recently I've noticed with like my friends, my brother's friends, like in a Filipino community, that mostly the youth show some aspects of African American culture or hip hop culture. And being interested in hip-hop culture as well through, like, music, clothing, I was interested in the topic and wanted to find out why this was happening, yeah, and the connections between that.
So you base your research from what you see from yeah. the Filipino youth, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are your target respondents?
So Filipino youth in Australia. Age range is from 13 to 24.
With your questions in your survey, what are the topics about?
The questions in my survey, they kind of split between Filipino identity and the hip-hop culture part of it. So they're about like what kind of identity the Filipinos have in Australia, as well as if they think they associate themselves with African-American culture.
Are you yourself interested in hip-hop dancing or what kind
yeah,
of music or dance do you love?
I'm interested in hip-hop culture. I usually listen to some rap as well, like, and dancing is like a really big interest of mine as well. That's why I've been really into this hip-hop culture part of my research.
Yeah. So far, you already have several respondents, and based on their responses, what have you found out?
Yeah, so I found out that... Because the Filipino identity, this is through my research as well as my questionnaire and like just based on internet findings. I found that most Filipinos, when they ask, where are you from, they respond Filipino as opposed to like, I'm Asian, I'm American. And I found that some of them also say, I don't care or they don't mind what they're called. And I feel like that's a very big part of what we feel like in a community, in a Western community, because I feel like we're kind of losing our touch of the Filipino culture a little bit, or don't see a great significant Filipino culture with a Filipino youth, other than like things that are visible, like going to church or going to gatherings with family. Yeah.
With your questions, I saw that you asked about what are the stereotypes the respondents can see around their community.
Yeah, so some of my responses for that is that Filipinos are usually they're usually associated with like singing, dancing, like they always say karaoke and things like that.
Yeah.
And we do enjoy that. So I guess that is like a true stereotype. There's also part like some stereotypes with a hip hop culture as well, where they kind of say swag and then like they have an American accent, so they're more westernized, kind of like that. As opposed to like other Asians, they're not as Asian, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that the thing? Yeah.
With the fact that they are living in Australia already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being a Filipino-Australian youth living in Australia yourself,
yeah.
Which stereotype do you identify yourself with?
I feel like I identify myself with Filipinos being musically engaged, because I feel like I'm interested in the musical aspects, like just singing, dancing. And I find it really enjoyable. Mm. And that's a stereotype I've seen that they've said, my respondents have said.
How far are you now in your research?
I'm close to the end of my research. I'm trying to find the, because I have responses, but I'm looking for more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm almost ending it. I'm writing up my project and it's supposed to be, it's due in around a week's time, two weeks' time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have to rush now.
Yeah, a little bit. That's why I'm hoping for like a lot more responses, because the standard is around 50 and I've only got like around 38.
Oh wow. Yeah. So you
but
still
I feel
need
like it's
job.
Because,
yep.
Yeah, the Filipino community I'm not very like in touch with. That's probably why I'm having trouble with it. But yeah, that's why I reached out to you and hopefully
Yeah, and for those interested in answering or joining your survey, you are giving them the assurance that their responses are confidential, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all anonymous, just for ethical reasons.
Yes. And for those interested, where can they get the questions or where they can reach out to this survey?
Yep, so they can reach out to the survey. I could link it. Is there a possibility I could link it on your website or?
Send it on our Facebook page, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I could do that, yeah.
They just have to go to SBS Filipino?
Yeah, it's a really long link, but I'll try. So the link's quite long, seeing as it's from Google Forms, but have them to reach out to SBS Filipino Facebook.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They can just go to our Facebook page, which is SBS Filipino.
Yeah.
Yes. And what do you aim to get from this survey or research?
Oh, well, I'm really interested in my Filipino culture because I came from the Philippines when I was really young, like around 5. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about my own nationality.
And how proud are you being a Filipino?
I'm a proud Pinoy. Filipina.
Thank you, Othea Luminarias, and good luck on your research.
Yeah, thank you so much, Annalyn. Thank you.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.